The reading is from John chapter 19, verses 16 to 27, which can be found on page 1088 of the Church Bibles. Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. Here they crucified him, and with him two others, each one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this sign. The place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews,' but that this man claimed to be King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarments remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. "Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled, which said, "They divided my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing." So this is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciples whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son," and to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, the disciple took her into his home. This is the word of the Lord.
Ollie. Well, let's pray as we think about those words. Let's pray. Father, please would you teach us, help us to understand what happened on that first Good Friday when Jesus died on the cross. Father, we thank you for Jesus and thank you that he died. Help us now, we pray. Amen. Boys and girls, if you want to come to the front, you can. Now would be the moment if you want to do it. Go for it. Cool, you might see a bit better. If you want to stay where you are, that also is fine. That's it. Great, now I've got a question for you. Well done bringing your Bibles, that's good. Okay, I've got a question for you. I want you to talk about this with someone next to you, okay? And the question is this. How would you finish this sentence? If I were king, I'd what? What would you do? So, adults, talk to the person next to you. Children, talk to the person next to you. What would you say? Well, how would you finish that sentence? If I were king, I'd go. There you go. Okay, that's enough time. Let's have some answers. What do you think? What would you do if you were king? What would you do? Go for it.
Ride on elephants.
Ride on elephants. That sounds majestic. That sounds good. Tobes, yeah?
Have a pet cheeseburger.
Have a pet cheeseburger. That's slightly surreal, but yes, okay.
Have a nice car.
Have a nice car. Okay, let's go further back. Yeah, what have you, Betty, go for it.
Get to know my people.
Get to know... Ooh, that's good. I like that. Nice. Yeah, go for it.
We'd have a 3-day weekend.
A 3-day weekend. I like where you're going on that. Yeah.
Ride on a horse.
Ride on a horse. Good. Riding on things seems to be popular. What about over here? You guys, what, anything from over here? Say again. Be a role model. Very responsible. Very good. Yes. Anything else back in there? Okay. Anything else? Ken, shout it out. Go for it.
Ban all weapons.
Ban all weapons. Nice. Shannon, what have you got?
Ride on a cheetah.
Ride on a cheetah. Yeah, progressing on the riding on something theme.
Let everyone sleep in every day.
Let everyone sleep in every day. Interesting. Okay, maybe some of the things that you could have said. So you could have said, maybe you'd want all the chocolate in the world. Oh, that's what you were going for? Okay. Or maybe you'd want to make sure you had lots of money, you know, you make sure you got that. Or maybe some might say, well, you know, I'd want to make sure, you know, I would want to deal with things like poverty and that kind of thing. So I would want to do nice things to alleviate suffering, that kind of thing. So you'd say, if I were king, maybe some of those are the things you'd do. Some of them maybe are difficult to make happen, like riding on a cheetah. But some others where you go, actually, yeah, no, that would be good. That would be a great thing to do. But you'd probably say, if I were king, I'd never choose to live in a place like that. Why would you do that? Never choose to live in a place like that, in a shack like that. Or you'd never say, well, I'm going to choose that I'm always going to have Brussels sprouts for lunch and dinner and breakfast. That would be great. You say, well, I'm never going to choose that. Why would I choose that option? If I could do anything, why would I choose that? And you probably never say, well, let's make sure school lasts a really long time. Let's make sure it goes on longer. Let's not have holidays. Let's not have breaks. Let's just keep going with school all the time. Maybe some of you love school and think that would be great. But it's unlikely, isn't it? You're not likely to say, we'll go for that. And if you work, you know, you've got a job, maybe you say, you're never going to choose to say, well, we'll do that 24/7. You're not going to do that. So if I were king, I would say, well, I'd probably make sure things were pretty nice for me, and I'd maybe try to make sure things were nice for other people. But I'd never choose those nasty things. I'd never choose to suffer. Okay, what do we learn about Jesus from the passage that we read? We see Jesus is the king who chose the cross. Okay, now we've got some actions to go with this. So, So join in with the actions, boys and girls, adults, we need to join in with this. So Jesus is the king who chose, now we're going chose here, finger sort of pointing, I'm going to go that way. So he's the king who chose the cross. Okay, let's do it together. So Jesus is the king who chose the cross. And again, let's go louder this time. Okay, you ready? Jesus is the king who chose the cross. Really quiet this time. Okay, you ready? Jesus is the king who chose the cross. Okay, so Jesus is the king who chose the cross. First off, he's the king. Now, did you notice in the passage what the sign was that was above Jesus' head? When Jesus was crucified, he was nailed to the cross. What the sign they put above his head was. Did you see what it was? Have a look. Now, it's written in three languages, and they all said the same thing. What was it that they said? Have a look. It's in verse 19. Tabes, your hand up was first. Can you remember? You haven't even got a Bible in front of you. Go on, then.
For someone else. No. I think it was written in Greek, Aramaic, and something else.
Latin, well done. I'll tell you what, let's go for someone else for what it actually said. Yeah.
It said Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. So the sign above Jesus' head said, this is the King. Maybe it looks something like that. So there you've got the three languages. Now they put it in three languages so that everyone could read it. So that everyone could see this is why this man was being executed. And it said, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Now some people said, what did some of the people complain about that sign? What did they complain about? Adults, what did they complain about? Oh, I know. But we've got to check that the adults are awake as well, haven't we? So, adults, why did people complain? Can someone put your hand up and say, why did people complain about that sign? Joan, yeah. Claims to be king of the Jews. So they say, surely you should say, because he wasn't the king of the Jews, surely. So maybe he should put, he claimed to be king of the Jews. And Pilate said, no, what I've written, and I think actually rereading the trial scenes, I think that Pilate, he became pretty convinced that Jesus really was a king. So he said, no, this is the king of the Jews. Now, some people would have thought this is ridiculing Jesus. Here's someone, the king of the Jews, nailed to a cross. What kind of a king is that? That's a rubbish king. He can't do anything. He's nailed to a cross. And yet Jesus said to Pilate in his trial, I'm not a normal king. I'm not an ordinary king. He said, my kingdom is not of this earth. So he's not a king like King Henry VIII. Or King Richard III, or he's not like those other kings that we thought about earlier, because they were all kings, well, not all of them, but they were, a lot of them were kings of a particular place in a particular time. King Henry VIII was king of England, but he's not king of England anymore. Jesus is saying his kingship, his kingdom, is not of this earth. It is bigger than this earth. He was king and still is king. King over the whole world, for eternity. Jesus is king. Jesus is the king. Let's see if we can remember the actions, even though we haven't got all the words on there. Jesus is the king who chose the cross. Now, it's important to see he chose. He decided what he was going to do. Jesus is king. He's king over the whole universe. He's got all the power of the universe. And it says at the beginning of when Jesus was arrested, he knew exactly what was going to happen to him. He knew he was going to go to the cross. And furthermore, he could have got away. He could have run away. He could have escaped. He could have at any point got away from having to go to the cross. But he chose to go to the cross. He could have done anything. He could have ridden on elephants. He could have had all the chocolate in the world. He could have made for himself a wonderful sort of personal paradise there, but he didn't. He chose the cross. So, he's the king who chose, and he chose the cross. Now, why the cross? Why did he decide to do that? Of all the things he could have done, why that? Well, we're going to have a think about that. I'm going to hand over to Yvonne for this next bit, because she's got something that's going to help us to think about this. And then I'm going to come back in a few moments to say just a little bit more. So, Yvonne, over to you. Okay. I tell you what, boys and girls, if you've done your names on there, could you put your pens down now? And you can do more decoration on there later. How about that? So, but could you take that cross and just hold it so that your name is on the front of it, just for the moment? All right? So you can see your name on there. Because that's a really important point, isn't it? That our names should be on the cross. Because we deserve what Jesus got. We deserve God's anger against us for our sin. Now, our sin is us ignoring God, disobeying God, doing things our own way, forgetting about him, saying, God, I don't care about you. I don't care about your rules. I don't care about your word. I don't care about the fact that this is your world. And we deserve, therefore, God's punishment. So it's important that we have our names on the cross. But this is why Jesus is the king who chose the cross. Because he went there in our place. So now turn over the cross so that you've got Jesus' name facing you. And the wonderful thing about Good Friday, the reason why it's so good, is because Jesus chose the cross. He chose to be there in our place. Instead of you being there, Jesus went there so that you and I can be forgiven, so that all of our sin could be taken by him, which is wonderful news. Now, I wonder whether you, boys and girls, and adults, whether you've responded to what Jesus did for us. Because we do need to respond to Jesus. It's sometimes said that you can know how to respond to the cross, respond to Jesus with an A, B, C, D. A, B, C, D. What do they stand for? First one is admit. Have you admitted to God that you're a sinner? That you're someone who's ignored him, done things that he doesn't like? Admit. Second, believe. Do you believe Jesus died for you? Not just that he died, but that he died for you in your place and that he rose to life again. So that's admit, believe, consider. Have you considered what it means to live with Jesus as your king? With him as your king, not just as a king or the king, but as your king, living under him, doing what he wants. And last one is do. Do, which really means actually praying to God, actually making a response to him along these lines. A, B, C, D. Admit, believe, consider, do. If you've never done this, how about today? 2016, Good Friday, would be a great day to do this. I'm going to lead us in a prayer. So, boys and girls, make sure you can put the cross down now and your pen down. Let's put them down, because we're going to pray. And I'm going to lead us in a prayer. Now, the prayer is going to be this. Now, I'm going to read it to you beforehand so that you know what we're going to pray. And then I'm just going to say it and we can be quiet and you can say these words in your hearts to God. So the prayer is this. Dear God, I have done and said and thought things that are wrong. I'm really sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for me. From now on, please help me to live with you as my King and my Father. And we'll say Amen at the end. All right, so that's just so you know what we're going to pray. Now, I know we've already said a confession in the service, but actually in response to God, maybe it's good to just to say it again. And so I'm just going to say the prayer out loud. And boys and girls, and mums and dads, let's just bow our heads. Other adults as well, let's just bow our heads. And as I read it out, I'll say it slowly, so that we can say it in our hearts to God. Dear God, I have done and said and thought things that are wrong. I'm really sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for me. From now on, please help me to live with you as my King and my Father. Amen.